Let's pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us in this moment and lift us up into the heavenlies in Christ, that we might be seated beside the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me our Old Testament reading this morning. Black makeup outlines Ramses' deep-set eyes. His aquiline nose hooks over his full lips and his square jaw. One of his dark eyebrows arches. So you mean to tell me that your desert sprite has told you that you and all of your kin need to stop working and need to caravan 3 days' journey through the desert sands to have a feast with your God, a Sabbath with your God? Ramses sizes up the two Hebrews below him, lean men in rough-cut clothing, brothers, from the same tribe, Leviim, they say, Levites. Ramses shakes his head, and as he does so, that cobra hood of his slithers and moves across his bare shoulders. These men should know better, these brothers. Both born in Lower Egypt, both bearing Egyptian names, Aaru, Aaron, Paradise, and the other one, the younger one, what's his name? Something like Hapimzes, son of the Nile god. Born in Lower Egypt, they have lived the beauties and wonders of Egypt's progress, of Egypt's constant pressing forward and movement into the time of the gods. Constant striving, constant production, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The pyramids were not built with rest. No. The greatest economy, the greatest culture in the world, built on constant movement, constant innovation and achievement. No time for rest. Why would these Hebrews, why would these two brothers want to bring this all screeching to a halt? Why would they demand a Sabbath for the slaves? Ramses strokes and tugs on his metal beard, the false beard tied to his angular chin. There are stories about the younger brother, Hapimzes or whatever his name was or is. A generation ago, he lived in the palace, a miracle child birthed from the waters of the sacred Nile. There had been hopes, but then youthful, lazy tantrums and whispers of revolution. I am king and judge of the Hebrews. And when a minor bureaucrat came up missing, Hapimzes had fled. But now he is back, back with a shortened name. Hapimzes, Moses, Moses. A new identity. I am Hebrew. Yes, we know, we know. And a demand for a Sabbath for the slaves. Ramses narrows his eyes. Who is this Lord, this Yahweh God, that I should listen to his voice? I do not know him, so I will not let the slaves go. to have a Sabbath feast with him in the wilderness. The two brothers reiterate their pleas. Sir, listen. The Hebrew God met us. He told us to go and to sacrifice to him in the wilderness. Please let us go so that he does not break out against us with plague or sword. The Egyptian king shakes his head, closes his eyes, puts a hand to his forehead. Why are you two, Moses and Aaron, why are you two letting the people slack off from their work? Why are you seeking to bring the greatest kingdom of the earth to its knees by pulling its workforce away from it? Why are you seeking to bring our economy grounding to a halt? Why are you seeking to destroy that constant movement, that constant innovation and achievement, that restless beauty that the gods have given me? Why? You are lazy. You are lazy, Moses and Aaron. And Pharaoh stands and points a ring finger at the brothers. You want a change in labor policies? Fine. I have been so gracious. I have given your slave brethren beer and broth. And I have also given stalks of wheat, or what have you, straw for their own brick making. I have given this every day. But if things are so bad, you can find your own straw. But the brick quotas shall still be the same. There will be no whining about Sabbaths or rest or feasting with your God. No straw, no Sabbath. No straw, no Sabbath. A few years ago, one of my wife's co-workers confessed to her, "I have given everything to this company. For the last 7 years, I have worked weekends. I have pulled all-nighters. I have missed all of my son's football games. I have chased that ever-promised promotion, which never turned out. And now I'm stuck. I'm middle-aged. I'm not going any farther up in the company. And my son has only 2 years left of high school. And I don't even know who he is." And even as the confession was coming down, Pharaoh was standing, ring-fingered, pointed. "We're cutting more people in your department, but the quotas will still be the same. No straw, but the same amount of bricks." Sisters and brothers, we live in a culture of busyness, a culture of constant movement and change, innovation, achievement. But a culture that demands 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year of doing something, continual movement. A Pharaoh culture. There's always another account to reconcile, another client. There's always another load of laundry. Not necessarily bad things or wrong things, but it always has to be now. There can be no Sabbath. There can be no feasting with your God in the wilderness. Always now. Gulping down our company-subsidized beer and broth, we build the modern pyramids. And yet, in so many ways, we are slaves. No Sabbath, no time with your God, just more bricks. But the God of the Hebrews, the triune God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, would not have it so. The Father rejects Pharaoh's bricks without straw, even as the Son himself laughs at this Egyptian attempt at control. And the Spirit brings all of us, Israelite and Christian together, out of bondage and brings us before the holy mountain, where God speaks good news. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, neither you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor anyone who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. The God of Israel, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, would not have us be Pharaoh's slaves. He makes time for us. He makes a moment for us to put down our burdens, because work is good. Hard work is good. But so is rest. And so he gives us a moment to step aside from the Pharaoh culture, a moment to step away from the ceaseless barrage of digital images, the ceaseless movement of our voracious economy, and to rest in who he is and in his work, to heal us on this day, the Sabbath day. Is it lawful to heal someone on the Sabbath day or not? Jesus asks in our gospel reading. Yes, of course. That's the whole meaning of the Sabbath day, the healing of the slaves, the putting down of the burdens for a moment, so that one might caravan through those desert sands and have a feast with the God of all earth. Sisters and brothers, you and I don't have to be slaves. God invites us into his own rhythm of creation and rest. He invites us into a day when we can feast with him and not worry how the job's going to go. It's okay. For he is the one resting on his throne on the seventh day. He is the one ruling from on high. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, says Jesus, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come away, says Jesus to all of us, his disciples. Come away for a while and rest. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.